there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, ew, like you have that major? Why are you doing that? Don't surround yourself with people like that.
This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I am interviewing Kendra, and she is a current college student at Tyler Junior College, and she is a sophomore. And so we are just going to connect and get to know her and her journey so far in college. And yeah, let's go ahead and get started. So Kendra, why don't you introduce yourself?
And hi, y'all. My name is Kendra Nicole, and yes, I do go to Tyler Junior College, and I am a sophomore. I am 20 years old, and yeah.
Awesome. So why don't you get started and tell us a little bit about how did you even decide on that college?
Okay. So this is actually funny. I did not want to go there at first. I really didn't. I wanted to go to Austin because I heard they have a really good writing program. And I remember this so vividly. I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, hey, I want to go to Austin. Like, how do you feel about that? And she didn't tell me just no, but she was like, I don't think that's a good idea because, and I even see it now, most college students that go to a four-year college first, it's tough. So then they end up coming back to a community college. So she was like, how about you go to Tyler Junior College first? See how you like it and see how it goes. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. But it ended up being a really good choice. I love that school so much. And I think because I live here, you wouldn't think that it's one of the best, you know, colleges in the nation. And it is. It's in the top 50. And I was just like, wow, you know, I actually am, I'm in for the, you know, for the good, you know? So I really love that school. And it's just awesome. Like, I wish I could stay here, but, you know, obviously I can't, but yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that you're really passionate about writing and you really enjoy writing. So how did you decide on writing? Like, what interests you about that topic in that area?
Okay. I've been writing since the second grade. I used to write just little picture books myself. So I knew writing was something I always loved, but I initially did not want to do that. I thought cooking was my passion. So I thought I wanted to do culinary, but Tyler Junior College doesn't have that. They just started it this semester. So I was like, okay, I kind of don't want to do general studies. I was like, I want to find something that I like. So I ended up doing English and I really did love it. I really did. But recently I changed it to mass communications, journalism. And I feel like that's a better match for me, like just with what I want to do with my life. So that's kind of how I started this whole writing journey. It didn't start until I went to college. In high school, I did all culinary classes. I didn't even think of writing, but I just knew that writing would be a better fit for me.
Yeah, and sometimes we have this like interest that's like super fun to us, but we don't really think of it as a career, or we don't really see how it translates sometimes, even though we enjoy doing it. We're kind of like, oh, that's just like a little thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And then when you start kind of realizing or reflecting, sometimes that can just change and you're just like, wait, I can do this maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely me. Like, I think when I started doing English, I mean, I took composition 1 and 2, everyone needs that. But I think I took some other classes as well, like literature classes, and I loved it. Everyone else hated it, but I actually loved it. And I was like, wow, like I was excited to read my textbook. Like, that's something you never hear. So I knew that this was for me. Like, if you like to read your textbook, like, obviously you're doing something right. So that was definitely me. But even though I changed my major to mass communications, I haven't taken any journalism classes yet. Just looking at the overview of what I'm going to be learning, it gets me excited. So I know that still English and journalism, these are both something that I love to do.
Right. And they're both, I mean, I think that, like, what I love about college and about the world right now is that you can probably get to the same goal that you have with both degrees, mm-hmm. but it's like, you might have different opportunities available to you in different ones. You might build networks and relationships in different ones, even though you're building that same skill. So it's really cool because
I think right now you can major in anything and then still have some flexibility in what you do, like
over in
your life. So it's like super fun.
Mm-hmm. And I think college students, I mean, just around my friends that I know, they think, oh my gosh, I need to hurry up and figure out what I want to do. And it's like, no, it's okay. Like, yeah, you might lose some money if you don't figure it out right away, but it's okay to change your major. And it hurts to see that so many college students are like, well, I'm going to just, you know, for an example, I'm going to do nursing. Everyone else is doing nursing. I'm going to do it. And I'm just like, are you sure that's what you want to do? You know? And I kind of try to help them figure out what they want. I mean, I'm no expert, but I've been in that process. I really didn't want to change majors at first because I thought I would have to start over, but it's worth it. And it's like, I would rather graduate with something that I know I'm gonna love and do than something I'm gonna end up changing in like 5 years.
Yes. And on the other side of it, I'm on the other side of that, right? And I have seen my friends, you know, they're either in degrees that they are in major or in careers that they don't really care about, or they've already changed multiple times because they're learning and they're growing and there's opportunities that have come about that they are just like, wow, this is really cool. You said something that I wanted to ask more about. What were you feeling whenever you like were thinking about, oh, maybe I should change my major? Like, you know, when you start kind of feeling that, like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So it came totally out of the blue. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I am in the English Honor Society at my school. And I was going to pick up my certificate. Well, the lady that I got it from, she's an English major. I don't know how we started talking, but I guess she just wanted to know a little bit more about me. But as I was talking to her, you could hear that, yeah, I really love English, but I didn't know where I was going to go with that. Because most English degrees, they are teachers. And I didn't want to be a teacher. Not saying that's a bad thing, but I was like, I don't really want to teach. I don't know what I can do. And of course, I want to be a published author later. But most authors these days, and I learned this in my class, 17% of authors can live off of their writing. You have to be like really, really good. And that's a really low number. So I got really discouraged about it. So I was talking to her and I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm over here like fake crying. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, can you help me? So she was asking me just questions about like, well, what are you doing now? What do you like to do? So I told her I do like to write. I mean, academically, I'm okay at that too. But I really like just writing for the people, like writing stuff that they want to know. So I was like, well, I want a blog. I'm trying to start a blog and I'm loving it so much. She was like, well, did you think of journalism? And I said, what? And I was like, what? Like, I feel like I thought about it in high school, but I mean, I feel dumb. I thought journalism was under English. It's under mass communication. So I didn't know we had it. So she was like, well, how about you try journalism? So I ended up talking to her for a whole hour about that process. And later that same day, I was like, I think I want to change my major to journalism because there's so many more job opportunities in journalism than English. So I went literally right after that, I went to my advisor and I was like, do we have mass communications? And she was like, oh yeah, we do. And I was like, what? So I didn't even care what classes I would lose. I was like, I'm gonna do this, and I did, and I don't regret it at all.
Oh, that is so awesome. And how random is it though that you like connected with this person, right? Like just at that time, and it just, you know, it gets mm-hmm. you to think about something differently, right? And mm-hmm. it's that you just don't know, especially as a college student, when you go in, it's like so different, you know, than what we're used to growing up. And then you're like, wait, that's a thing. And mm-hmm. I want you to give yourself a break. Like, it's not dumb to know that, or to not know that journalism isn't under English. Like, it does make mm-hmm. sense, right?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Like, yeah. I felt so bad for myself because I was like, if I would have known about this, I would have done it. But because of that, I don't care that I changed my major because there's some friends that I know or just people that I know, they don't want to change their major because they're so far into what they're already doing. They're yes. just like, no, like, I'm going to stay in it. And I get so sad. And I don't know if it's because I know how it's like now to change your major, but I'm just like, if you really want to do this thing, just do it. Like, it's okay to change. I feel like people are afraid of change. Cause I was at first, I'm going to admit it. I was afraid of change, but she was like, literally that English professor talked to me. She was like, I don't even know you that well. And this is what stuck out to me. She was like, I don't even know you that well, but journalism is for you. Like, do it. You're going to succeed in it. And I looked at her like, oh, okay. So I just went out and I did it. And I don't regret one bit of it.
Oh, that is so cool. And it sounds like you have people in your corner who are just basically telling you and like almost giving you permission. And I see this in the students that I work with all the time. I'm like, you are amazing. And you don't see it sometimes as a student. You're like, really? Like what? Like me? Can I really do this? You're questioning everything, which is totally normal. And I mean, I still question everything. And I feel like I'm like pretty, like I love my career and I'm pretty like invested in my, like what I'm doing, but I still feel like that. And it's just so interesting. Like we need permission sometimes.
Yeah.
To, like, oh, it's okay to change your major. Totally. You could totally do this. Or I see you being successful in this. And that is just so empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I don't even know. I feel like it just happened and I don't know why it happened then. I don't know why it happened this late, but I'm glad that I had to go to this lady to get one thing. And I ended up talking to her for a full on hour. And I was just so excited about it. And I do have a mentor. It's a different English professor. She's a doctor. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have something to tell you. So we met up for coffee. And I was like, I don't know why I said this. I was like, don't get mad at me. Because she's an English professor. I was like, I changed my major. And she said, what to what? And I told her journalism. She was like, Lakendra, I'm glad. And I said, what? She was like, no, this is for you. And I know it. And just surrounding myself with people that are for me and supporting me, it feels good. But then again, I can see how other students, they are kind of anxious about it because they don't have people like that. And I tell them, get a mentor, talk to somebody that you trust, talk to somebody that is in the profession that you want to do, because they will help you. Like, they're not going to just leave you behind. Like, yeah, that's my old English professor, my mentor. But the fact that she said, I'm going to still be your mentor. I'm going to be with you. I'm not in journalism, but I'm going to help you. And I was like, wow. Like, it was just like the best. It was like the best week ever. I was just like, all this is falling into place. But because it's so great, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And I mean, we've connected over Instagram. And I think whenever you posted that, I was like, what? But whenever you were talking through it, like in your Instagram post, whenever you officially switched, I honestly could feel that energy, like that excitement and that. So it's really cool hearing the story behind it now of like how that happened and how that manifested. It's just amazing. And I think there's like two things that I want to point out with this. The first one is that you have made relationships on campus with people and they're helping you reach your goals. And I think it's sometimes, you know, I see this all the time with students. They'll just kind of go and they'll check the boxes. I took this class. I'm, you know, making progress towards my degree, and then graduate without having any relationships on campus with people.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just awesome. So I want to dive into that in a second. But the other thing that I want to acknowledge too is that you were kind of open to meeting people and to learning from other people. So even though you had your advisor and then you had your relationship with another faculty member, but you met this random person. And you just started having a conversation. You weren't expecting it. It just kind of flowed. And then you stayed open to it. You actually, you know, engaged in that conversation. Because what you could have done is said, oh, I have to go. Like,
yeah,
keep going. Definitely. You, like, took advantage of that. And it literally changed your direction and your path. Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing to me. So,
yeah, I totally understand what you mean. Because, I mean, how it all happened, literally, I went there for one thing. Not that was a bad thing. I'm totally glad I talked to her. I went there to get a certificate. But when she asked me, and I guess I was just vulnerable, I think I was already thinking about it in my head. And I was in the wrong headspace and I didn't like it. So I wanted to talk to somebody who knew where I was coming from. So when she asked me, hey, you know, well, what are you going to do with English? I looked at her and I said, I don't know. And she was like, sit down right now. And I did. I could have been like, no, I got to go. No, I didn't care. I was like, oh my gosh, I just gave her my life spill. I started from the beginning. Like, this is what I'm doing. I thought this is what I wanted to do. And I love it. I love English. I do. But I just didn't know what I was going to do after college. I really didn't. And then people think because you have a degree, you're going to get this super awesome job and everything. But me, I knew it's going to be competitive. Like, there's going to be thousands of other people with the same degree as you. But I want to be that one that sticks out. But because of where I was like, is this even what I want to do? Like, is this really what I want to do? So she just talked me through it. She even looked up, you know, all the programs that I would have to take. She looked up at the next school that I would go to, and she looked it up there for me. And I just felt so relieved that somebody was helping me, because I could have left. I could have been like, you know, it's fine. I'm just going to stick with English because this is what I've done. But I personally did not care, because many, many college students today are like, I just want to hurry up and finish. I want to hurry up and graduate. I just want to, you know, stick it out in a year. And I'm like, why? I just want to ask them, why are you hurrying? What are you going to do after college? Do you even have a plan? Like, it's okay to stick in college, because I'm only part-time. So I still, now that I changed my major, I have a whole another year, and I'm already a sophomore at a community college, but I don't care. I was like, I'd rather earn my degree and take my time than hurry up and have something that I don't even like. And I ask people that all the time, and then that's when they kind of look at me like, man, you know, what am I doing? And I just had a conversation with a friend recently who wants to change her major, and she's kind of confused in a way, and I'm like, just start over. It is okay to start over. Like, why are you in a hurry? Like, we're so young. Like, I'm 20, and I always make jokes on myself like, wow, I'm getting old, but really? I have my whole life ahead of me. I'm like, why am I trying to hurry up? Like, it's really okay. And I wish other college students can realize that it's okay. Take your time. Be part-time if you have to. Be full-time. You can hurry up and graduate, but just make sure that's what you really want to do. Because I don't like it when I see them so miserable, because there's some people that have graduated ahead of me, and they're still working a 9-to-5 job. They're not even doing what they have. And I get so sad. And it's like, did you do that for nothing? Like, what are you doing with yourself? And they don't know. So a reason why I want to blog as well is to help college students specifically, because now that I'm a college student and I understand it, I want to be that person that's like, if you have no one to talk to me. I'll try to help you as best I can. I'm no expert. Like, I'm not some kind of counselor. But I can point you in the right direction, because I've been on both sides of the fence. So that's definitely why I want to have a blog. And I'm so glad that I changed my major, because now I see how it's like. Because that can give you some anxiety. At first, I was so scared. But when I realized journalism was for me, I was so happy. And as you said, you could tell in my post, I'm so happy now. Not that English, you know, was miserable, because I still loved it, but I just... journalism to me connects with me more than English. So I'm so glad that that professor talked to me for that long. It was about an hour. Like, it came out of nowhere. And I think she honestly had somewhere to go, but she was willing to help me. And I feel like if you have somebody like that, that's like taking the time out to talk to you, like, don't take it for granted, because they're there to help you. And people forget that they're not just your professor. They're not just your teacher. They're there to help you. And that's why I encourage people to get mentors, but I think they think it's a harder process than it really is, because it's really not that hard, but I don't think they know that.
Yeah. And I mean, I work at a college right now, and this is like what I do every day. This is what I want to do every day. Like, I work at a college because I want to help college students reach their goals and their dreams, really, and even figuring out what those dreams are. And I think that there's so many people on campuses who want to support students like that, but students aren't necessarily vulnerable. And so I think that's another thing that you have too, is that you were willing to go there. And if you can just go into somebody's office, if you're listening to this, walk into somebody's office, maybe start with an academic advisor, maybe start with a faculty member, something, somebody, right? Just start talking to them.
Yeah.
Maybe ask a couple questions and get a vibe. I will tell you that not every person on campus is like that, right? Mm-hmm. So not everybody's kind and super helpful and wanting to go there with you.
Yeah.
But that's where it's like trying out different people too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, it was just the coincidence that she was so nice as she was. She understood where I was coming from, but still, like, just reach out. I feel like college students, I feel like maybe they're afraid to reach out. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just like, oh, if I go in here, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want them to judge me. If they're a good professor, if they're a good faculty member, they're not going to judge you. They're going to help you. Like this lady, she could have judged me like, well, what the heck are you doing? You know, but she didn't. She was willing to help me. And that's why I would say start with a professor in your profession, because it's just easier to relate to them. Like, yeah, you can see an academic advisor. There's nothing wrong with that. But I would see somebody that's in your major to talk to you, and they would try to help. As you said, not everyone's going to be willing to help, but most of the time, if you allow yourself to open up for conversation, they're going to help you. Even if you don't want to, they'll get it out of you like that lady did. Like, she got it out of me. I don't even know what it was. When she told me sit down, I was like, oh, great. What's going to happen? And I literally thought that she was going to look at me bad and be like, well, why don't you just change your major? Like, in a mean way. But she was more of like, no, I'm going to help you. And she wasn't even my English professor. I never met her before, ever. And the fact that I talked to her for that long and she helped me, it really opened my eyes to see how many other students out there need help like this and they're not reaching out for it. So that really, you know, stuck out to me. And that's why I tell my friends now, especially people I talk to every day, I'm like, find somebody that's going to help you. Like, it's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to talk to someone, because I really feel like people don't realize that, or they think they need to pay for a mentor. No, you don't. Like, just find someone you trust. Literally, find someone you trust, even if it's somewhere else in the community or your church. Just find someone you trust to talk to, because it will help you so much. Like, you don't feel alone. Like me, I don't feel alone anymore. I purposely surrounded myself by positive people who I know are going to support me in this, because there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, ew, like, you have that major? Why are you doing that? Don't surround yourself with people like that. Just don't, because it's going to make you feel bad about what you're doing. So I would say just find someone you trust. Find someone that you can talk to once a week, once a month, just in the time frame. Just find someone to talk to, because it will help you so, so much.
Yes, completely agree. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of go back to something that you said too about, you know, how many college students kind of are experiencing the same things that you were experiencing, right? Where you're kind of feeling this unrest, like, maybe this isn't the right fit for me. Do I keep going and just finish? Or what do I do if I don't want to keep going? But then you get nervous, and, or you're like, I don't even know where to start. I would argue that there's probably more students that are feeling that way than there aren't.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've like worked it in Florida and Maryland, DC area, and then also now in Colorado, and college students are experiencing this nationally. And I don't know, I wonder if that's actually happening internationally as well. It would be interesting to understand that perspective.
Yeah, that would.
But I just, it's definitely happening. So what you're working towards is needed.
Yeah. And I feel like it is probably a national problem, and I'm not sure why, but this is just my opinion. I feel like in high school, they put so much pressure, just definitely on seniors. They put so much pressure on them to figure out what you want to do. Like, figure out what you want to do. Like, you need to go do this. You need to go to college. You need to go find your degree, you know? And I'm just like, now that I'm in college, now that I see it and I am experiencing it, I wish I could just go back and be like, no, you don't. It is okay to not know what you're doing. Take your core classes even. Just start with that, and then take like one class a semester, just different things in different majors, and see which one you like. Because they put so much pressure on them to be like, oh, you need to figure out what you want to do because, you know, for whatever reason, like, you need to hurry up and graduate or something and get a nice job. And I'm just like, well, first of all, even if you have your degree, and I'm only saying this from my friend's perspective that have graduated, just because you have your degree does not mean you're going to get that dream job that you want. There's going to be other people fighting for that same job with that same degree that you are in. So take your time. And I'm just like, it's okay not to have it all figured out. Because, I mean, I thought I did. But this semester, probably February, is when I started to get this feeling of, am I even doing, you know, what I wanted to do? And it's okay to change. I feel like maybe they're afraid of change, or they're just people are there to help them, but they're not reaching out for that help. And that's why I wanted to create this blog, like I said, to help them to realize, hey, like, I've been in your shoes. Like, I know how you feel. Let me help you get to that point. So I don't know. It's so crazy now that I've been there and I've been in their situation, and now I see it everywhere. I see it everywhere. Even in my English classes I'm in now, because I haven't taken any journalism. I didn't just drop the class because I still like English.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people in my class that, I mean, I can hear them talking and they're like, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to do with English. I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. And I'm just like, well, figure it out. Like, it's okay to change your major. And they're like, but I already spent all this money. I've already did this, this and that. And I'm like, if you know you're not going to like what you're doing, if you're not going to like the degree that you're going to get when you graduate, why are you striving to get that if you don't even want it? So that's just what I see around the people around me. And now that I've changed my major and I know how difficult it is, I mean, it was a coincidence that English and journalism for me was not that far apart. There's only one class that I am taking right now that is not toward journalism, but I'm staying in it because it's English and I like it.
Yeah.
But other people, it might be they're doing engineering classes and they figure out they want to do nursing. I understand that that's a really hard change, but I say, if you know that that's what you want to do, if you don't want to be an engineer anymore and you want to do nursing, it's okay to start over. Like, you have so, so much time. And I think it's just a matter of they just want to hurry up and get their degree. Sometimes that's how you make bad grades too. So I'm just like, why are you going so fast? Why are you taking 6 classes and you're working? It's like, you're not going to be as successful even if you were just part-time and you're still working. But if you can just slow down, think about what you want to do, things will get so much better. And that goes back to talking to someone that's in your profession, because it helps so much. And I didn't know she would help me as much as she did. She was just so positive and so supportive. I was like, I need to surround people that are like her. So I realized that I think college students just don't reach out. I don't know if they're afraid, but I'm trying to tell them, just do it. It's okay to start over. And I think they see it as a bad thing, maybe. I'm not sure. I think they think they're like, well, you know, my parents aren't going to be proud of me. I changed my major and this and that. I'm like, who's going to your classes? Who is in there taking notes? Who's in there working till 3 a.m. in the morning? That is just you. So I'm like, don't do this for anyone else. Don't do it for even your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Do it for you. And I think that might be what it is.
Yeah, there's so many influences, and we compare ourselves to other people. We, you know, have a lot of societal influences that say, well, this is going to help you be successful, or you're going to be happy in this because you're going to make a lot of money, you know, which, you know, I think money is awesome. And I, you know, I want to make a lot of money too. And
I can, right?
But I am like, how can I make money and help a lot of people? Like, that's what I want to do, you know?
Yeah, me too. But
yeah. Yes. Goals. So I wanted to go back to something else that you said. Oh, you're just like, dropping so many nuggets that I like following up on. What was it? One of the things that you did when you were exploring and trying to figure out, like, is this the right fit? Should I change my major, etc.? Mm-hmm. So you were, you know, obviously talking to people, which I think is probably one of the most, if not the most valuable thing that you could do, is actually connecting with people who are in the areas that you are either interested in or that you were interested in, to figure out, like, how, you know, what attracted you initially to that major, and then how, what are some other majors or areas that are easily translatable? So what other ways did you explore other than that? Or was it just the people aspect?
I feel like for me, I love to talk. So it's talking to people that I know that will support me really helped me a lot. But also I would say, even talk to other college students that already know what they're doing, who already are in that profession. Just be like, hey, you know, how is that for you? Like, is this, you know, is it good? Because I feel like you need to get out of your comfort zone. In college, you're going to get out of your comfort zone. If you're not in college yet and you're listening to this, you're going to get out of your comfort zone. And I feel like you need to connect. You need to get out there. Even join a club, meet new friends, just talk to someone. Because being in your own headspace is going to drive you crazy. Because that was me at first. That was me last semester. I was in my own headspace. Didn't know what I was doing. I was questioning everything that I did. But talking to somebody, telling them what was going on through my head, and she made me feel like I wasn't crazy. It felt so good. So then it makes me want to go out and talk to other college students, not really faculty members, but other college students in my profession, like, oh, hey, how is it going? And I think there's only a few people that do journalism at my college, TJC, but because it's so small, I'm so excited to meet them because you're able to connect more. And they're already in those classes, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can talk to them. So I would say if you're kind of confused about what you want to do, first, I would reach out to someone. Even if it's starting with your advisor that you see once a semester, start with them. And they're supposed to help you. They're supposed to help you reach out to others. So that's one. I would say find, even if it's not a professor in your profession, actually, even if it's like, I don't know, you're a history teacher and you love them and you can just have that connection, it's okay to talk to them too. Just be like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. And if, you know, they are who you say they are, they'll help you. They'll point you in the right direction. They might not can walk literally in those steps with you, but they should point you in the right direction. So I would say see an advisor, connect with other college students. And I feel like you just need to connect. And I can't say it enough because a year ago, I definitely was not doing this. And I regret it. I kind of regret that I didn't do this sooner. But now that I'm telling other college students this, or if you're listening to this, you're not in college yet, the first thing I would do is just get connected with your professors, because that's the best thing you can do. Because the fact that I connected with the English professor that I never even had, I promise you, I've never talked to her before, ever. But she was willing to sit me down and talk to me. It made me feel like, wow, why didn't I do this before? So I would say, just get out there. It's okay to talk. It's okay to say you don't know what you're doing. It's not a bad thing. If they're a good person, they're not going to look down on you. They're not going to be like, well, too bad, you know, and walk away. They're going to help you, because she definitely did. And I thank her so much for it. And I would say follow up. Follow up with them monthly. Tell them your plans. Even if nothing has changed, just tell them how you're doing. And, you know, they'll help you. They'll support you. It's really okay. And I think maybe college students think, I really think they just think it's a bad thing. Or that maybe they just don't know about it. Maybe they don't know you can get a mentor. I would say go back, look at your professors, see who you connected with the most, who you can trust, and just talk to them, because they'll help you. They're really sweet. I mean, college is kind of crazy, and I know professors themselves have crazy lives, but they're there to help you. They're not just there to give you like an A or B or whatever. They're not there to give you a good grade. First of all, you got to earn it. And second of all, they're there to help you. And I didn't realize that until this semester. And I don't know why I didn't think that, but I think it's because, like I said, in high school, they don't tell you these things. They make it seem like you got to figure it out on your own, you know, go out there, go get a degree. And I'm over here like, no, now that I'm in college, I'm just like, no, that's not totally right. So, yeah.
So did you, when you first started building this relationship with your professor, did you just go to office hours, or did you connect before, after class? Like, what did that, how did that happen?
I think I emailed her first, and I just asked, hey, when can I come by? And this was for the certificate at first. I was like, when can I come and get it? And she was really sweet. She was like, just come by anytime. I'll still be here. So I think I did meet her during her office hour, maybe. But for how long we talked, it was definitely over her office hours. But that's what I love, because I was like, wow, she took time out of her personal life to talk to me. And then my mentor, I've had her for every semester but this one. So I've had her for 2 years, probably. And I think one day I was just like, you know, I was like, you're really inspiring. She just got her doctorate degree last fall, but before then, I was like, you're so inspirational. Like, I really look up to you. I was like, I legit just asked her in an email, can you be my mentor? She said yes. And I was like, what? So I think you just got to branch out. Yeah. I mean, you really have to, because, I mean, it was it was just, it all just fell into place when I asked her to be my mentor, and she loved it. Even when I told her I changed my major, it's not like she can't be my mentor even though she's not in my profession anymore. I feel like a mentor is just somebody who's supposed to guide you and help you. It doesn't matter if you're not doing the same things. Your mentor can be, I don't know, your pastor, and you're trying to do nursing or something. Like, just find someone you trust. And I can't say that enough, because you can't talk to somebody like this and you can't trust them. You need somebody that's going to support you. So it can't be just anyone. Don't go out there and just talk to anyone. Like, really try to find that connection. And it could be a friendly one. Like, it's okay that it's somebody you just met. Because to be honest, I just had her in my classes. It's not like, you know, we're friends. She was my professor. It was more of just I reached out to her. She gave me her answer. She could have said no. But, I mean, as sweet as she is, of course she didn't. But I feel like just it all goes back to connecting. And I feel like people might take advantage of that. They're either not going to do it, or they don't realize that it's that easy to get. Because even my regular friends just in college are like, how did you get a mentor? How did you get a mentor? I'm like, you talk. Like, just go talk to them, email them, or just casually go to them. Like, don't say, like, hey, can you be my mentor? And y'all kind of never talked. You need to go to their office hours for help. Go there regularly, check on them, and they'll probably check on you, because it's so sweet that she'll check on me every now and then. If she hasn't heard from me, she's like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just checking on you. Like, if you want to talk to me, let me know. You need someone like that. You yeah. really do. And it helps so much. I can't say it enough. I probably reach out to her once a week. I mean, that might be a lot, but that's just good for me. And I feel like, I don't know, it just brings me back to why people don't do that. But I feel like people just don't say it enough. Well, in high school, I didn't even know this was a thing. I didn't even know that you could do all this stuff. And I wish they would. I wish they would tell college students all these things, and they don't. So that's why I want the blog, to help them. Because the headspace I was in last semester was not good. And I don't think I ever told anyone this, but I was really contemplating my life. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
what? Girl. Yeah, I'm just like, what am I doing? And I'm not saying I was getting depressed. It wasn't that bad. But going to school, I felt like I had not necessarily a purpose. Because all this came to me probably during the winter break. And I was like, what am I doing? What am I trying to do with my life? And honestly, all of this started because of my mom. Literally, like, shout out to my mom. Because she legit helped me so much. I think it was during Christmas break, and I was telling her about everything that I wanted to do, but I'm not sure. And I think she just told me, she told me build a brand. And I said, what? Mm-hmm. She was like, you like to write, build a brand. Kendra Nicole, make it a thing. And I said, okay. So that's when I started my Instagram account. That's when I started everything. And then that's when I was like, okay, well, how can I, and this was how I thought when I was changing my major. I was like, what can I major in that would help me build my brand? That's not necessarily a business major, because I feel like you can do so much with that. I wanted to be specific. I was like, what can I do to build my brand and also love what I do and make money? Because money, I mean, in the end, hopefully you make some money. So I think that's when I went to her, and it was ironic that I was going to get her certificate and I talked to her.
Right.
But she, and I told her about this, tell her, if whoever you're talking to, whoever you're spilling your life to, tell them what you want to do with your life ahead of time, not just in college. Like, talk about 5 years, 10 years from now, because then they're going to be like, okay, well, she legit asked me, what can you do now to get you where you want to be later? And I was like, oh, well, I didn't think of it that way. Because in college, I feel like people make it seem like, you know, it's just the now. Think about the now. Like, you know, get your degree, but they don't think about 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You're going to like what you're doing? Are you really going to like what you're doing? And there's some people out there that actually do know what they're doing, but there's a whole bunch, like you said, that really don't know.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just connecting. In the end, you just got to talk. Like, don't be by yourself, because that headspace is going to drive you crazy. Talk to someone. Even if, like, my mom was the one that started all this for me, and I thank her so much for that. Because if I didn't talk to her, I probably wouldn't be talking to you, you know? Yeah. So that's all I have to say is to connect.
Yeah. And I think it's about being vulnerable. Like you said, like over and over and over again, it's about just being like sharing where you're at and what your mm-hmm. dreams are too. So I want to go to that next, but I also want to share too really quick. I think there's two reasons why students don't pursue mentors or ask for help. Mm-hmm. One is that they don't know that they can, or they don't know who to go to. But then mm-hmm. the second thing, they might know who to go to or like how to kind of go about it, but they just don't do it. Mm-hmm. So you took action, girl. And that is like something to be proud of, and you're trying to pursue it. And like, that's amazing. So let's kind of dive into more of your dreams. Mm-hmm. Let's learn more about what are your dreams? What mm-hmm. are you working towards right now?
There is so much stuff. It's kind of crazy. I talk about it every day, but I think that's a good thing, because that means I know it's my passion. I know I'm doing the right thing. And I recently saw a quote. It said, if you can't stop thinking about it, don't stop working for it.
Ooh, and I was good.
I know. I was just like, whoa, like, let me put that on my dream board. Okay. Like, that was really good. So I have so many dreams and goals. And this is even in my English degree. The blogging thing, I think back in high school, I wanted to blog, but they make it seem like, oh, you need to figure out your life and everything. So I thought I wanted to do culinary. Totally changed that, but I really want to blog. I'm gonna start it up this summer, so be on the lookout for that, because I know it's gonna happen. I don't care what I have to do, I'm gonna do it.
Yes.
And I want to publish a book, not sure what kind of book yet necessarily, but I do want to write, like, just for fun, a young adult fiction. Not sure how that's gonna go, but I write books all the time, so I mean, it's not gonna be a hard thing to do, but that's going to be a process. And back on my mentor, the reason why I wanted her to be my mentor is because I want her to edit the book for me. And she already agreed. She doesn't even know the book. She doesn't even know what I'm doing. I know. I was just like, what? I think I just asked her. I really thought she would say no. And I don't know why I thought that. She's the sweetest person on earth. And I was like, hey, I want to write a book in the future. I don't know when it's going to happen. I remember this. It was in an email. And I was like, can you edit my book for me whenever it's done? She said, heck yeah. And I said, oh my gosh. So I was so happy about that. So she's already supporting me in that. And the fact she's supporting me, and there's literally, I literally have not even one page of that book like done. The fact that she's already supporting me in that, and it's not even done, like, that really meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And what else is there? I really want to be an influencer, but not like the influencers you see nowadays. Like, you know, on YouTube, like, there's so many, but I'm really not trying to be mean, but most of them, it's not adding value. It's not really connecting with people of how they thought. I mean, at first it kind of was, and then they kind of fall off, probably because of money. But for me, I already told myself this way beforehand. I'm not doing any of this for money. And I know that means I have a passion for it. If I'm willing to do it for free and I know I'm helping people, that's a good thing. Because to me, again, college students, it's like, what major can I do to get a lot of money? And I'm just like, well, what happens when you get all that money? You know, are you going to be happy? Like, yeah, you have so much money, but are you really going to be happy? Are you going to be doing what you want to do? So me, I know that there are ways to make money blogging, but I don't care. I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because I want to help people. I love connecting. Now that I've connected with so many people this semester, I love it. Networking is so fun for me. I just love like supporting people, especially on Instagram. I comment and I like people's stuff, not like for them to see me. I do it to support them. And I don't have a large platform yet, but the fact that I'm doing stuff to pursue that, it makes me so happy. Like, it gives me adrenaline. Like, I'm not even kidding. So I definitely want to publish a book, and I definitely want to have this blog up. So those are my main goals right now. Those are the main two. And I always tell myself every single day, if not twice a day, I'm like, by this time next year, I'm going to be where I want to be. It may not be a lot of people. I may not be making a lot of money, but that's not why I'm doing it. By this time next year, I'll have a book. By this time next year, my blog will be successful. So you have to encourage yourself too. Like, don't just depend on other people, because people can still let you down. You have to believe in yourself. You really do. Like, don't let other people talk you down, because that's happened to me, surprisingly. People will try to bring you down, bring negativity into your life. And again, do not surround yourself with negative people. They will affect you. Even if you think they won't, they will. So surround yourself with good people. Do things for your health. Like, I feel like people forget about that, especially in college. It's hard trying to maintain a job and classes and eat healthy and work out. It's hard. And if you're listening to this and you're not in college yet, just telling you now, it's hard. Anyone is going to tell you that, because my first year of college was so tough. I'm not saying I gained a lot of weight, but I felt so unhealthy from high school. I just felt so sick all the time. I'm not saying I was like sick in bed, but emotionally, physically, I felt sick. I wasn't taking care of myself. So if you're listening to this, please take care of yourself. At least work out. Just even if it's once a week, just start somewhere, because it is hard. But going back to my goals, those are the main things I want to do. And so I purposely surrounded myself with people that would help me. I'm already looking ahead. My sister is an artist, and I was like, can you design the book for me? She said, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just doing stuff now. Don't wait, because I feel like people wait till they have enough money. People wait until they have a lot of followers. They just wait. And I'm like, why are you waiting? Do what you can do today to improve your tomorrow. So yeah.
And use college to help you get there.
Exactly. Right?
Like, you're using your resources, you're making connections. And I think too, once you get into journalism, like in that major, you're going to make even more connections. And then are there any opportunities that you feel like you haven't gotten connected with in college that you really want to get connected to that are going to help you reach your goals?
Mm-hmm. I know that TJC, they have a lot of opportunities for you to connect with people. So now that I know this, because literally it was this semester when I realized you can get out and connect, they have a bunch of opportunities. That's why I love TJC so much. Like, yeah, it's just a community college, but they actually want to help you. They want to help you. So I know, I'm not sure of them yet, probably because I haven't taken any journalism classes, but just looking at the stuff they have next semester when I do them, I'm definitely going to do all the little it's and bits and pieces that they have, because almost for every major, they have something for you to connect, to get to know other people in your major. Because, you know, I feel like college, that's supposed to be the funnest or most fun time in your life. It's for you to connect. So I'll definitely be looking into that for sure. And even this month at TJC in April, they have this arts fest, and it's for readers and writers and artists. And I'm like, I didn't even know about this. Like, literally, again, my mentor told me about it, and I was like, what? I didn't know this. So that's why I keep saying, and I'm going to keep saying it, find someone to talk to.
Yes.
They're going to help you.
So are you going to submit some work for that?
Mm-hmm. We actually have this thing called the Bell Tower, and they publish one once a year, and you can have 3 submissions, and I'm definitely gonna write into that. My mentor again told me about it, and she was like, you know, we have the Bell Tower, right? And I said, what? And you can get published in it, and it's actually really good for your resume, because it's actually published, like anyone can read it. And I was like, oh my gosh, as a writer, that's gonna build my resume. So she's already told me, again, don't wait. She was like, submissions are due fall semester. She was like, go ahead and start working on it. I will edit it for you. I'll look at it for you, you know? And I'm just like, wow, this is just great. Yeah. This is grand.
So are you thinking about writing like a short story maybe for it or something like that? Is that? Okay.
I feel like a short story probably, because I mean, I feel like I suck at poetry, but it can be anything. You can even, it's even for photographers. You can submit a picture, short story, a poem, just anything that's artistic. You can put your artwork in it. And it actually is another way to connect, because they have like an event that once it's published, all the people in it, we all get together, we meet each other. And I was like, why didn't I do these things before? You know, but that goes back to talking to someone, because I probably would have done it if I'd known about it, but I probably was too afraid to do it. But I'm so glad she encouraged me to do that. And she's telling me, work on it now. You still have a whole semester till it's due, but work on it now. Like, don't wait. And I was like, wow, you're like totally right.
And here's another pro tip too about like how to learn more about these opportunities. So if you haven't made those connections yet and you're listening to this, first off, start reaching out, right? That's like the one message I feel like. But the second thing too is just to look at the websites. So look at your school's website for your specific major. And a lot of times they'll have like our people, our events, news, like where your what your professors are doing. Sometimes your faculty will have profiles about them and you can actually see what the research they're doing, what projects they're working on. So you can really get a sense of like who these people are. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way when you do go into office hours and you make that first initial connection, you can kind of be like, hey, I looked at your website or I looked at your stuff that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in this. Can you tell me more about it? And then just start that conversation because professors want to talk about themselves. And that's awesome. Because they want what they do too, usually.
Yeah.
But then too, like the events and opportunities, sometimes on the webpage, they'll also have opportunities where you can look. And sometimes they have, I know our English department at the college that I currently work at, they have, and this is not even journalism, this is English, they have different ways that you can submit your work, kind of like what you were talking about. And you get paid for it. So you submit your work and you might get a $1,000 scholarship. And there was like 18 different awards or something. And I was
wow.
I know, I just looked at this up with another student and I was like, you should do this.
Yeah, definitely.
So sometimes you need somebody to like, number one, tell you about the opportunities and to give you permission sometimes or to set support. But there's also ways that you can do this at home right now. Like literally go on right now, look at your website and just see what's available. And then if you, you know, and then also make those connections as well. Mm-hmm. We have a journal as well on campus that you can submit your work to. I just told another student about this too. I'm like, girl, you need to submit something. And
yeah,
I think what's cool too is that it helps you get familiar with that process. So now that you know, once you submit that, it kind of gets the ball rolling almost to your career. You can kind of say, okay,
it really does.
I can do this. And even if you get rejection, like I recently submitted a publication and I got rejected and it sucked, but I got really great feedback and now I can edit it and then submit it to another journal. And so now it's just like, it's part of that process of it's okay to get uncomfortable and to fail, but it's better to do it now. Like get comfortable with that now in college.
Yeah.
And so whenever you do get out in the real world, and I say real world because you are in the real world in college, but once you graduate, now you're going to feel way more confident and comfortable submitting your work to random publications and seeing what happens.
Yeah, because, definitely.
Yeah. You have the skill now.
Yeah. Because even my English professor right now, she was talking about that. It's my creative writing class. And she was talking about publications and publishing. And she said, it's okay to get rejected. Everyone I know has been rejected once. It is okay. And we're all sitting here like, what? Because I think as college students, we're afraid of failure. Mm-hmm. And she was like, don't see it as like a failure. See it as just a setback. And she was like, get your feedback. Look into it and see, you know, what you did wrong and make it better. And just do it again. Like, don't quit. Because I feel like a lot of college students end up quitting. I know a lot of college dropouts and it makes me so sad. And I'm like, well, why did you quit? So you're totally right about that because I literally did not know about this stuff until I had a mentor and that other English professor that I talked to. So I feel like that's why in college, so many people are confused or they don't know what they're doing. They simply just don't know about it. They don't. So I, as a college student, I want to be the one to tell them, hey, we have this. Like, I really didn't know about all that publication stuff here until someone told me. Right. And it's like, wow, I would have been doing this if I would have just known the process, if I would have known how to do it. And it gets me excited because that's my major. That's what I want to do. Anyone can do it. But for English and journalism majors, right. I feel like that's something you can put on a resume, especially if you get it published. Just be like, oh, I was already, you know, my article's in here, you know? So I feel like it's like you said, like figure out what your school has for your major. And it's okay to go out there. It's okay to meet new people. I feel like maybe they're afraid, but now that I'm out of my comfort zone, I am so happy. I would rather be out of my comfort zone and uncomfortable than, you know, comfortable, but not happy about what I'm doing.
That's such a great quote. I'm going to quote you on my Instagram. That. That is so good. Oh gosh. Okay. So we have been talking for a while, but it's been like such good conversation. I don't even know if I got to all my questions.
Oh man. So
that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to kind of start wrapping up. So I want to share, or I want to like ask you one more question.
Sure.
What is one thing that you wish you would have known before you started college?
Let me think. Oh, well, I don't know if this will, you know, be appropriate, I guess, for this podcast, but if I would have known something in college before I started is you do not have to get student loans. You do not have to do that. I did not know that in high school. They put so much pressure on us to, you know, FAFSA, do FAFSA, get your money. And I'm just like, okay, you know, of course I did it. But now that I look, I have so much student debt right now. I mean, I don't have to pay it off because I'm still in school right now, right. But I have so much to where it's like, what? And then I didn't know you could pay out of pocket. I didn't know that you could, you know, pay for your classes. I did not know that. And I feel dumb that I didn't know it, but they do not tell you these things in high school. They don't. They make it seem like you need student loans. You know, you need to sign up for college, get your money and pay for your classes that way. Well, now I'm already in double digits for student loans, and it's crazy. But that is one thing, like if you're listening to this and you're not in college yet, if you can pay for your classes out of pocket, do it. Or I would say get a job right now, especially with summer about to start. Get a job, save up some money, pay for some of your classes out of pocket. Don't put yourself in that situation, because now I'm not mad, I'm just upset that I didn't know about this sooner. But that is definitely, definitely one thing I would go back and tell myself. If I could go back in time right now and just be like, oh, hey, future LaKendra, what's up? Girl, do not get student loans right now, especially with what I want to do. Because I really want a doctorate. I don't care what profession it is necessarily. I want to be that successful. And I know that's going to take a lot of money. So because I know where I want to go in life now, if you, you know, just want your associates, your bachelor's, like, you know, you can do whatever you want. But me, because I know I want a master's and a doctorate, I'm going to be in school for a while and I'm already ranking up in my student loans. So I would just, I would pay out of pocket for some of my classes if I would have known. So that's what I have to say about that. That was my little rant because it makes me so upset.
Yeah, no, that's so real. And I mean, even if you do have to take out student loans, it's like, how can you take it out the most responsibly as possible, right?
Right.
Like as minimum as possible where you can still kind of, you're still struggling as a college student, like to pay for things, but you know, you're able to eat and like live okay. Do that, like take as minimum as amount as you absolutely can. I did the same thing actually, like when I went to college, my parents were able to like help me out for the most part, but then they ended up getting a divorce like right before I left. So then it was like, my dad was like he made more money, like way more money than my mom did. So when they split, there was like a bunch of financial things happening and I was paying for his rent because he moved out, my mom's mortgage, and then my rent in college. And I felt like so much like guilt. So I was like, Dad, like, let me just pay for as much as possible through loans, you know? And my dad was like, figure it out. We'll figure it out. Just take out as much as you need. We'll figure it out. But then when I graduated, he wasn't able to help me as much as he could. I mean, he helped me pay it back. So I had to pay it back myself. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, okay. And I'm not mad at him because it's my degree. Like I took the money out and you know, but because life can happen, even if your parents or your family or whoever say that they can help you, sometimes they can't, and because life is going to happen. And so that's like on you, which kind of sucks. Right. But it's like, yeah, there's just like so much with student loans. Maybe we should do a podcast episode about that.
I know, like, oh my gosh. Like I was so upset and I was just like, man, if I could go back, or even my high school friends, like, I still talk to some of them and they're like, hey, you know, how's college? I'm like, and literally they're like, how's college? I'm like, don't take out student loans if you don't have to, like, cause it'll kind of rank up really fast. And I'm only a sophomore, you know? So I just get bummed out about it. But the positive thing about that is, you know, with my blog and everything, I think of it as, I tell myself this probably to make myself happy, but I know it's true. I'm like, because I have a passion for what I do, I'm going to make money. I'm going to make a lot of it because I'm good at what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be able to pay it off. So I'm not mad. I'm not angry. If anything, it persuades me. It helps me to keep doing what I'm doing now. And that goes back to what I said earlier about don't wait. If you can do something now to help you in the next 5 years, even do it now if you can. So I'm trying to build up my brand. I'm trying to build up everything to where I'm already making money and I'm probably still in school. So that'll help me tremendously.
Yes, that is going to be so awesome. And I think too, when you go to transfer to your 4-year college, like let's definitely get connected on how we can figure out more money stuff for you.
Yeah, definitely. Cause I was already thinking about that too. Cause I was like, I think one thing I do regret too, that goes back to, if I would have known something before I started college, is sign up for scholarships. Cause they do tell you that in high school, but the thing about that is they don't tell you how to do it. Like, it's more of like, hey, go sign up for a scholarship. Okay, well, how do I do it? Well, you know, they don't necessarily tell you that. So I would definitely say that too, is sign up for scholarships, because they help, especially, you know, scholarships you don't have to pay back. I don't know if anyone out there doesn't know that scholarships you don't pay back. So definitely sign up for them. And they have scholarships for everything, literally everything. You just have to sign up for it and look at the deadlines, of course, too,
right?
Because sometimes it could be too late. Usually after the first few months of college, there's really no scholarships, but definitely in the summer, there's a lot of scholarships for freshmen. So if you're a freshman, like about to be a freshman in college listening to this, definitely look at your school, look at anything, any scholarships out there, and sign up for them, because they're going to help you. I promise.
Yeah, that's so real. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being amazing. First off, I can see why we connected, like even just on Instagram, I know that's why we connected, because you are literally like taking advantage of college, and that's what, like, that's the entire like premise of what I want to do. So like pulling out, like, you know, like it's almost like things are covered up when you get to college, and then you're like, when somebody gives you a peek of all the amazing things that the college has to offer, you're like, wait, what? What all this stuff is underneath?
Exactly.
Like, you know, you're like, there's like gold underneath all of this like huge thing that's covered, but you don't see it because you just kind of walk by it. And then,
yeah.
And then when you start seeing it, you're like, wait, what? This is going to help me reach my goal. So you're just like totally living the life. And I just love it. So where can people find you? How can people connect with you if they want to just learn more about you and support you?
Definitely connect with me on Instagram. I'm on there the most. That's the main platform that I'm on. And it is Miss_KendraNicole. So you can definitely connect with me on there. And I'm going to answer you. Like, I'm not going to be like some famous person that, you know, how you like talk to someone, they don't like reply. I'm going to reply back. So definitely connect on there if you want to talk about anything.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. And I will link that in the show notes, and I'll also share it on my Instagram. So if that's an easier platform for you to kind of get there.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
So I enjoyed this episode so freaking much. I hope that you did too. There are a couple things that I really want to make sure that you take away from this episode. So the first thing is connection. You have to connect, and that is key. When you connect with somebody on campus, they are going to advocate for you. I can't tell you how many times I see an opportunity and I forward it to a student and I'm like, hey, this would be an awesome opportunity for you. Sometimes it's a great fit, sometimes it's absolutely not, but I'm looking out for them and I'm looking for opportunities that will help them reach their goals. There are people on your campus who are like this. Find out who they are and connect with them. The second thing is make sure that you are surrounding yourself with good people. So not only those people like your faculty, staff on campus, but also friends. Who is surrounding you and how can you make sure that they are positive influences on your life? And the third one that I feel like really resonated with me is get outside of your comfort zone. Do as much as you can to get outside of your comfort zone now, so that way you are more prepared when you leave college to do that as well. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, please share it with a friend. Feel free to reach out to me at The College Life Coach on Instagram. Also, make sure that you follow Kendra Nicole, and her Instagram is linked on the show notes, and I also will be tagging her a lot in my Instagram feed this week. So make sure that you connect with her. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you have an excellent week.